State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. This week we have a story that's a little different from what you usually hear on State of Opportunity. It's a story told in a single voice. I met Brianna Darren in a poetry class run by a group called the Diatribe at Kelloggsville Public Schools. I've been sitting in on that class recently, and I asked Brianna if she'd be willing to share her story here. It's a story of battling through mental illness and depression. It's a story of how she got through it and how she wants to help others going through it now. This is Brianna Darren.
Growing up, if you see me walking on the streets, you'd think, oh, she comes from a caring and loving family. Which is true. We were always protected. But then you'd start to wonder, oh, where's her dad? Maybe he just left and that's it. But no, my dad would pop in and out of my life. And that's honestly caused the beginning of my depression. I got diagnosed with depression in sixth grade. I was 10. I didn't know it was depression. I knew that I felt there was a piece missing. And the way I felt was, my dad doesn't even want me. So I don't really care. And yeah. A hard subject. He'd hurt me in such ways that words really can't explain, but my poetry helps a lot with trying to explain that and my depression and anxiety. Like, one of the big subjects for me is talking about my dad in poetry, and it's helped. Like, words can't even explain how much it's helped me. And honestly, like, I don't know, okay, I had went through some stuff where I tried to overdose, basically, and I went to a mental institution and stayed there for about 2 weeks, and I got out, and I was, like, you would never thought, but I was worse than I'm going in. And it took about 5 months for me to just click and put, it's like finishing a puzzle, putting all the pieces together. It just clicks and you realize you're done. So I did all the steps, getting a counselor. I'm on medication. And I surround myself with people because that's one of the best things you can do. And one day I literally woke up and I was happy for no reason, and I wanted to stay like that. My mental illness is such a big part of my life because I have conquered it. And I mean, yes, I still have days, but it's nothing like it used to be. And instead of leaving it behind, I wanted to make a stand. And I don't want anyone to feel like there's nobody, because that's exactly how I felt, and it's not okay to feel like that. You have to say it to yourself before anybody else can say it to you and you believe it. But once you realize that there is worth and people care and you have people there for you, like, you just smile, and you can smile for no reason. Like, not 2 years ago, I would have never thought I could smile for no reason. But some days I just wake up and I'm just like, okay, I'm happy today. And it's amazing.
That was the voice of Brianna Darren, a student I met through the Diatribe, a group that travels the state teaching poetry. To hear one of Brianna's poems, go to our website, stateofopportunity.michiganradio.org.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.